I'm wonderful. How are you, Sean?
Fantastic. Happy New Year. We're saying that now.
Yes. I guess it's that time, isn't it?
It certainly is, which means it's time for the coldest night of the year walk. All set to go February 22nd. Let's maybe go back to 2011, and you can tell us why this started and what we're walking for.
So coldest night of the year really started around bringing awareness to people experiencing homelessness in communities across Canada. And this all kind of jumped on, I believe this is our eighth year now, joining the program, because it is a national walk. And so we're pretty excited it's a really great way to spread awareness and education around what's happening in the homeless community, as well as engage your family and friends and really spread the message out. And so we're hoping that we can really shed some light on, you know, the realities around what's going on in the houseless community here in Edmonton.
It's truly heartbreaking. But when I see the numbers, $75 million has been raised since the start of the walk. Obviously, Canadians care.
Oh, 100%. Like there's never a doubt. And, you know, Bissell, we've been very fortunate in the past when we do any kind of, you know, coldest night of the year or donation call outs. Edmontonians especially always, you know, find some place where they can dig a little deeper or show some support. And the generosity is always blows our minds.
So it's a 2 kilometer or a 5 kilometer walk. I was there a couple of years ago for the walk, and it's so much more than just a walk. Like, it really is this community feel, this spirit. Like, when you walk into the Bissell, there was so much going on. We had a big stage presentation. There was hot chocolate. Like, it almost felt like a family going for a walk.
Yeah, and that's really what this walk is meant to do. So it's a family-friendly walk. So you can bring down your kids. We like to, you know, have a little snack before you go and then a reception when you come back. And it's about excitement. We want to remind folks that there's a lot of, you know, while these folks that are experiencing homelessness in our city are really having a hard time, if we can bring our joy and our love together to support them, we can really, really change lives.
Let's talk about funds raised. How much are you hoping to raise, and where would that money go in the Bissell Center?
So our goal is $150,000. Big ask right now is for friends and family to sign up. So if you want to be a team captain and get your friends and family involved, you can go to the website and sign up. And then the funds really go to supporting people who access our community space. And so depending on what they need at any given time, whether it's warm clothing or access to showers, anything in that regard that will actually, you know, help their well-being and help them, you know, kind of stabilize throughout their day. It's phenomenal.
It's all set to go February 22nd. You can take part on that day. You can schedule something around it if you can't make it that exact day. And if you go on the website, you guys actually sell some beautiful swag. And my favorite toque is my coldest night of the year toque.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other thing. If you sign up and you meet your minimum donation requirement, then you actually do get the toque for free. And so we have them for team captains, we have them for your teammates, and it's really fun to be out in the community even years later to see some of the coldest night of the year toques.
I run with mine all the time. I've got it on for every run almost.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, it's wonderful.
So the coldest night of the year, again, it's happening in about 190 communities right across the country. So there's one happening in your neck of the woods for sure. Coldest night of the year, February 22nd. You can register online at cnoy.org. Scarlett, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sean. Happy New Year.